Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, in this 5 minutes, we're going to get into secret societies, Manchurian Candidate, and Big Brother. The three episodes we haven't given you a little teaser on. It premieres December 2nd, True TV. Tell everybody about it, folks, because I think this is going to be the, not just fairest, but leaning towards our view of any television show ever on mainstream TV. I think this is a bellwether because the establishment's beginning to realize that they become obsolete by never discussing this information, so television's losing ratings and the Internet's exploding. Governor Jesse Ventura, getting into Manchurian Candidate, Secret Society's Big Brother, what do you want to talk about first?
Well, I guess let's go Manchurian Candidate. This one is a very terrifying show. We all know that MK Ultra was real. The documents state so there's no gray area there that the government was in the business back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s of attempting to control people's minds and attempting to manipulate them and to use them to their advantage, both militarily and whatever. Well, all indications are that those programs have been re-ramped up again and they're back on a high level again. And that being said, that's what the Manchurian Candidate deals with, of course, and that we've all heard the story. One of the interesting things I'll say is that the guy who shot John Lennon fits it perfectly, Mark David Chapman, because contrary to popular belief, Chapman was no Beatles fanatic. If you go back in his history, in fact, his favorite artist was Todd Rundgren, who's hardly a Beatle. And when he shot Lennon, he had three ways to escape immediately: Central Park, down into the subways, and then just get lost with everybody. Instead, he stepped back in the shadows and started reading the book The Catcher in the Rye,
which is a classic mind control. When they torture them under the drugs in one of the systems, they then become obsessed with the trigger word. When McVeigh got pulled over, he said, "Get the chip out of me," and was foaming at the mouth. And then the most famous mind control scientist ever, Jolyon West, was his doctor with him every day until the day he was executed. And I'll tell you this, Governor, studying the Fort Hood shooting, I can't say it was a mind control, but it has every earmark. He's a psychiatrist. The FBI and CIA were...
Funny you should say that, Alex, because amazingly, when it first happened, scarily, that's the first thing that popped into my head. Unbelievable that you say that, because that's the exact first thing that popped into my head when I first heard about the Fort Hood shootings, and when I started then reading about the whole situation, how the guy never had it in his background.
And then now the CIA and FBI are watching him, and he has this fake history that suddenly began, and then commanders and people said bust him, and they wouldn't do it. Same thing with 9/11. Then he's a psychiatrist. He has that whole history. Once you've studied mind control, he just fits. Every piece fits. And I wouldn't say this last week. I mean, I knew that was going on Thursday. But now, more and more of the pieces are coming out. And, man, the hair on the back of my neck just stands up.
Anyway, enough Manchurian. What are the last two shows?
Okay, we got to go to break. We're going to come back and briefly get into secret societies. And
Big Brother watching.
Big Brother. So we'll talk about that. But Governor, in the 45 seconds we've got, tell us about your book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me.
What about it?
Well, no, just how folks can get it. It's been a bestseller.
Oh, I don't know. It's still in the bookstores, and I guess you can get it over the Internet. I've been so involved in this thing, I haven't even thought about the book for months.
Well, I just wanted to plug your book because it's a good book.
Oh, well, thank you. And it's still out there. I was actually in the Minneapolis airport the other day, and I saw copies there for sale. So it's a book that it's got a lot of my heart and soul in it. I wrote it, on my trips to Mexico and all that. And it includes my wife, and it tells you about my years in office, and it'll give you a great insight into how I think.
Absolutely. Okay, the two final episodes briefly, and your phone calls for Governor Jesse Ventura giving us the exclusive. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Governor Jesse Ventura, he's worn a lot of hats, but now he is fighting the New World Order. And I don't want to put words in his mouth, but, Governor, I think it's safe to say, I mean, you now know there's a world government. There is an elite. The question is, how evil are they? Are they monolithic? What is their main goal? I mean, is it fair to say that you're now officially not their label of conspiracy theorist, but, I mean, you question JFK, you question 9/11, you question HAARP. You're not buying the Kool-Aid they're selling. Is that fair to say?
Let me put it this way, irregardless of anything, it sure is interesting stuff. And, you know, we do a show on the Bilderbergs, and I do understand that they're real. I guess the thing that upsets me the most was I made it to governor and they never invited me. And I guess maybe I got to run for office again then so I can get invited to this thing to find out what the hell goes on inside there.
Well, they would have invited you if you would have gone along with the CIA when they set you down at the governor's office 2 weeks into office. But, I mean, you're not selling people out. You're a swashbuckling, you know, loose cannon for freedom. Well, I mean, what is your view on the New World Order then? Because I know you're anti-establishment.
Well,
and
let me put it to you this way. Then I also look at it from a different perspective, Alex. I believe in evolution, the science of evolution. And maybe this is evolution. you know, when you look at it, that we will evolve and that maybe it won't fully be here in our lifetimes, but 100 years from now, because of the fact with technology the way it is, the world gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And I guess, let me, just for the sake of argument, state that there would be one good thing if there was a one-world government. You know what that would be? There couldn't be wars then, could there?
But see, Governor,
literally, then you wouldn't have one country fighting another country.
No, but that's not their plan.
Oh, I understand that, Alex. Don't for a minute think I'm naive. But I am saying that there is the chance that this could be almost an evolutionary thing, that we will evolve to the point where there may well be a one-world government and there may be no way around it.
Well, Jesse,
then the important thing, Alex, is what will that government be?
Well, that's the issue here, is that they always pitch it that we were hunter-gatherers, we were agrarian, we formed villages, then city-states, then nations, then empires, and the next phase is Star Trek, that we've been implanted with psychologically, the image of the global galactic empire, and we're always fighting green aliens, you know, and the Klingons, so we've got to do this. The issue is they built this world government in stealth and denied that it existed until it was too late to really stop it. And now they're coming out going, yeah, we're going to tax everything you do. We're not going to let you have more than one kid. And, yeah, we want to carry out eugenics on you, and we're going to carbon tax you. And Ban Ki-moon writes editorials saying the carbon tax is for the New World Order, and it's for a bunch of corrupt CEOs and bankers to play emperor. And so if the people of the world ever wanted to create a world government and it was democratic and under the republic system, then that would be one thing. But this thing was created by a corrupt group of criminals, and it's a world tyranny. That's why every ounce of my body and being, just like Thomas Jefferson said, I swear eternal resistance to all forms of tyranny over the minds of men. And Jesse, I know you, swear?
Alex, I wholeheartedly agree with you. I'm not going to dispute anything you've said. I won't. But the point is, and you're correct. If it was so good, why would they do it in secret? And that's a very, very valid point to make. But the point we have to make, if it's inevitable that we're going to come under one world rule, then we, the people, have to ensure that we're players in the game, that we have dogs in the fight.
And but so I don't want to be under the communist Chinese.
Alex is making sure we got a dog in the fight.
No, I hear you. But instead, so we never have a dog in the fight, they just say there isn't a world government, meet your world government. I mean, they're still saying world government doesn't exist so that we can never demand representation.
What was interesting was I was out at that new Denver airport, right? The new one in Denver?
Yes.
And on the plaque that they have out there, on the bottom of it, it says the New World Airport Commission. And there isn't one. Nothing of that name is in existence.
And there's murals of Nazis.
Why would they put that on the dedication plaque at that big Denver airport, the New World? Not the Colorado Airport Commission, not the Denver Airport Commission, but the New World Airport Commission.
And they have paintings of Nazis killing children above it.
No, they're not Nazis. I disprove that.
Well, there's people in fascist-style uniforms mowing
right,
people.
But they are not Nazis. You know how I disprove that, Alex?
How?
The guy's carrying an AK-47. I saw it right away. I said, this can't be a Nazi. The Nazis didn't have that weapon.
Yeah, but I don't think the artist knows that the Kalashnikov is an Eastern Bloc weapon.
I noticed it.
Hey, Jesse, I want to take some calls in time.
Some calls.
But a plug right here in the middle of this conversation. I'm going to mail you, I've forgotten to mail you, Fall of the Republic, because this details from the globalist's own statements that they are setting up a tyrannical world government, that they engineered the banking crisis by design, and that they are setting up a citizen spy force police state system. So I hope all the listeners will get a copy of Fall of the Republic at InfoWars.com and the online video bookstore and support what we're doing here, but also show it to everyone you know, because this film exposes the wider agenda.
And Alex, let me shamelessly add in, please watch my television show, because if we get such an overwhelming audience response, it'll force them to buy it up for another deal. And we'll be able to get that much farther into it then.
And then, like the X-Files, I get the spinoff like the Lone Gunman.
There you go.
Okay, now we're getting into real inside baseball. Look, this show is important, and I want everybody to tell their friends and family and neighbors. True TV, December 2nd, airing every Wednesday. Absolutely important, because this show is definitely from our perspective. Okay, I want to go to some calls, but we got to finish up with the last point. We just hit Manchurian Candidate, secret societies. What about Big Brother? Go ahead.
Well, Big Brother is just simply that. Is Big Brother, are they watching over you? And I think in our show, you're going to hear clearly that they are, and that clearly it's going to come from a place where the government is able to do it and work around the Constitution. We have found that out, and we will air that on the show to where you will clearly see how the government has looped the Constitution in which establishing Big Brother on you.
Can we say the different federal groups you talked to, or just leave that alone?
I don't think I talked to any federal groups. Again, there was no cooperation from the government.
Well, you talked to their minions, though. You talked to their Gestapo, their ground pounders, their citizen spies.
Well, yes, we did do that.
We'll just leave it there.
Yeah, just leave it at that.
Well, it's a very exciting...
Too many of them are right down in your country, Alex. I don't want you getting in trouble.
Believe me, we know what InfraGuard is up to.
Oklahoma's too close to Austin.
Okay, folks, Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest, best-selling author, wrestler, movie star, governor, football, National Football League, NFL commentator, surfer. Jesse, what is there you haven't done?
I don't know, but I got a few years to figure it out yet, Alex. you never stop going because, in the words of the late, great Warren Zevon, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Program note to stations. This is a network break coming up. We're going to the end of the, we're going right to the bottom of the hour, 29 after. We're going to let the governor go here. So we're going to take calls right now for the last 12 minutes or so with Governor Jesse Ventura, giving you the inside scoop. Jesse, why did you give this show first the inside scoop? I was very honored when you called me and said you were going to give us the exclusive. Why?
Well, for a number of reasons, Alex. Your participation in the show was exceptional, and we appreciated it. And, you flew out to L.A. a couple times and all that to participate, and so why not? I reward the people that reward me, and so that's a reason for it. Plus, you have the listening audience, the base market that this show is designed for. I would be crazy not to come on your show with my show because, I'm not going to lie. We're out for success on this show. I hope this show is hugely successful.
Yeah, but I know the TV shows you turned down. I mean, I don't know if you want to say it, but you're turning down something with 30 million viewers coming up in a few weeks because you want to be out of the country. I'm just really honored you came because I know you're turning down a bunch of really huge media interviews, but doing our show, so we appreciate it.
Well, no problem. And like I said, you're a wealth of information, Alex, that we can always rely upon. And, so doing your show is just simply the left hand washing the right hand.
Well, folks, we're going to post this interview up at InfoWars.com. Over 200,000 people a day get the free podcast. Get it. Share it with everybody. We're going to post a YouTube video of it. Share it with everyone. Because if this show can be a big success, the system may start letting more of this on the air as the internet culture takes over the mainstream media. We can beat the globalists. If they can't beat us, they're going to try to join us, and we can slow down this whole system. That's what Tweety Bird always said. If you can't beat them, join them. Well, if we can beat them, they're going to have to back off. And believing we can expose these people is half the battle. Believing you can win, or as G.I. Joe says, knowing is half the battle. I believe taking action is half the battle. Resistance is victory. Matt in Illinois, you're on the air with Jesse Ventura. Go ahead, Matt.
Hello, Mr. Ventura.
Hi, Matt. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I wanted to know, I don't have a TV. I gave up watching TV a long, long time ago because I didn't like being treated like I was stupid. And it sounds like you've got a really good show, and I'd like to know if there's any plans to put it on the web or somehow that I'll be able to watch it without having to.
I don't know at this time, but then again, I'm not a good web person to talk to, but I certainly will inquire to find out what the options are about doing it over the web or whatever. I don't know. But at this time, the only thing I know is we're going to be.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Or if you're on the no-fly list, you won't be able to buy a gun. So you're not convicted of a felony or a misdemeanor or a parking ticket, Governor, but then you lose your rights. Isn't that 180 degrees the opposite from our republic form of government?
I would like to think so, and you know, and as I said earlier, Alex, it's just the case of you know, the big brother, and in this case, it was dealing with the Bilderbergs that we had this particular guy we were going to interview, and he was coming from a foreign country to here, and he was on the no-fly list over there. And to my knowledge, he's not a terrorist, so, you know, it's interesting that how they'll disrupt people's lives by putting them on this no-fly list if you simply are of, a different political persuasion or whatever it might be.
Well, Governor, you've got to get to a meeting in downtown Minneapolis, so we've only got four more minutes left with you. Let's take two final calls quickly. Gary in Washington, then Mark in Minnesota. Gary, you're on the air with Jesse Ventura.
Honor to be here with you. I have a very important piece of information for the governor, and I have a big question for both of you. First piece of information, Shake Maps is a product of U.S. Geological Survey Earthquake Hazards Program. If you look at the Shake Map in Sichuan, when the earthquake happened with a rainbow over China on May 20th, 2008, the Shake Map is the exact same shape as the HAARP weapon. That's point number one, and then we'll get to point number two.
Okay, what's your final point? Because we got to go here in a minute.
Okay, so check out the Shake Maps. Final point, there's too much fragmentation on the InfoWar. Prison Planet, Birthers, Oath Keepers, 9/11 Truth, Audit the Fed, LP, Gun Owner, Skywatch. I would recommend both of you join and help create a constitutional defense fund. Alex and Governor,
sir, we can't do it all. Hold on a minute. People act like Jesse Ventura, Alex Jones, or Ron Paul have magical powers. We put our pants on one leg at a time. Two, freedom is fractured. It's good that we're not all unified because that makes us hard to stop. Governor, your comment on that.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is that how do you do it? It's like when I was the third-party candidate in Minnesota, I tried to bring all the third parties together so we could consolidate and become a force against the other two parties. I got news for you. It's like herding cats.
Infighting.
And I couldn't even bring them together on an issue that we all agreed upon, and that was campaign finance. None of us took dirty money. And it just fractured like nothing. And so I just threw my hands up in the air and I said it may be impossible.
Yeah.
I think Alex makes a great point that they can't stop us all if we're all coming at them from different directions.
Yeah, it's a spirit of liberty. Shrink government. Bring accountability. Final call for Governor Jesse Ventura from his home state, Minnesota. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. You can hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Hi, I voted for you, Jesse. I appreciate both of you guys' work. And quickly, a couple questions about, I can't wait for your show to come out. I look forward to watching that. And I'll tell people about it, my friends and whatnot. A couple ideas for the show. Maybe you could look into the patent issue where people, individuals developing free energy and anti-gravity technology that the government then deems it a national security risk.
You know, Jesse, that's a great idea if it gets picked up for another season, is look at cold fusion.
It is, and we'll take that under consideration, but we got to get picked up first. We only did seven for right now.
Yeah, we got to cross that bridge before we have to come to that bridge before we cross it.
Yep.
Anything else, Mark?
Yeah, one last thing. I saw an article in WorldNet Daily about data centers being set up by the NSA and Homeland Security Department, and I'm very concerned about that. They collect all our information, all communications, and store it. And it's just another incremental loss of liberty.
Watch my show on his big brother watching and all that, and you'll learn how they get away with it and how they loop the Constitution to do it.
Thank you so much, Mark. Okay, we got a minute and a half left. Governor, I'm going to say bye to you when we go to break, so just hold one moment. But I wanted to say in closing, it's been great working with you. I hope the show airs. Looks like it is. They started promoting it. They're unleashing you to promote it, so I think that's the green light. But as you said, we won't believe it airs until we see it go on December 2nd on True TV, so spread the word. But did you ever think, because I know all about this stuff, and I still can't believe it. I'm still flabbergasted. I am psychologically speechless a lot of times. I can still babble some words out, but it's hard to articulate. The NSA says they're taking over the whole internet. They may shut it down during crises like bird flu or swine flu. The NSA is going to intercept all internet traffic. They're building NSA centers in San Antonio and New York and Florida and Minnesota and California and just admitting they're reading everything we're doing. So they go from we're not spying on Al-Qaeda to we are spying on Al-Qaeda to we're spying on you and we don't need no stinking warrants. Did you ever think that would happen?
Well, it will happen because, I can believe it happening, Alex, because of apathetic people out there. people have, cannot be apathetic any longer. You can't sit on your hands anymore. You can't sit back and have government tell you they're going to protect you, but in lieu of that protection, you're going to give up your freedoms. You are better off to be in danger from terrorists than you are to lose your freedoms. Don't let them take your freedoms, and always remember, dissension is the greatest form of patriotism.
Governor Jesse Ventura, amazing having you on. That's a great way to end it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Well, Judge Napolitano is our guest today, and I'm very, very excited to have him on. This is an abbreviated visit, but we're going to get him back on for a full 30 minutes or maybe even an hour. And he's, of course, from Newark, New Jersey. He's a tenured Superior Court judge in New Jersey and now an analyst on Fox News Channel. He has an extremely popular syndicated radio show and has Freedom Watch from Fox News Studios, which is an internet television show. And he also is the guest host for Glenn Beck. I wish he was the person doing that show, because he is the real bona fide. He wrote an editorial last week pointing out that the Republican health care plan was almost as bad as the Democrats. And he is a constitutionalist right up there with Ron Paul. And so he's somebody I actually agree with on like 98% of stuff instead of Glenn Beck. 90%, because that 10% is a big area. And so here for about 15 minutes to talk about health care, the big government takeover of health care, extrajudicial, these boards decide what to do, and to talk about the cap and trade, which I believe has a good chance of passing the Senate. Both of these are now in orbit like ICBM space stations about to drop nukes on our republic. And Judge Andrew Napolitano is there fighting it valiantly. Judge, it's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's good to be on with you.
There's so much happening. What's more important, cap and trade and the total micromanagement of our life by special interests with Al Gore set to make the money, or the government takeover of health care?
Oh, boy, that's really a pick your poison, Alex. It's all part of the same big government mentality. Your kind comments about the piece I wrote was really from a monologue that I gave while filling in for Glenn Beck, which I'm also doing later today at 5 o'clock Eastern, by the way, on Fox News Channel, in which I argued that we don't have a two-party system in this country. We have a one-party, one political party called the Big Government Party. The Republican branch likes war and deficits and assaulting our civil liberties, and the Democratic branch likes wealth transfers and taxes and assaulting our commercial liberties. But the mindset is the same. The heck with the Constitution, the heck with the Bill of Rights, the heck with inalienable rights, the heck with even the laws that we write. We know what's better for you than what you know is good for yourself, and we will tell you how to obey or else. Cap and trade is one manifestation of that. Obamacare is another manifestation of it. I was furious last week when I saw that even the Republicans, even so-called conservative Republicans, not Ron Paul, but many in the Republican leadership in the House, introduced Obamacare Lite, which basically presumes a federal role in health care, of which there is none under the Constitution, tells insurance carriers you can't refuse to cover people because of pre-existing injuries. That's a very nice thing, but there's no power for the Congress to mandate it. That's got to come about by the free market. Bribes the states to change their court system, so they would basically go to the state of New Jersey and say, we'll repave the Garden State Parkway and the New Jersey Turnpike if you put caps on the limits that juries can award injuries against doctors in medical malpractice lawsuits. If you and I went to a state and said, I'll give you money if you change our laws, we'd be arrested for bribery. So this was all the same mindset of we in Washington can micromanage the private free choices of individuals back home, and I condemned it, and I do so again today.
Judge Andrew Napolitano is our guest today. Judge, what you're talking about and reading over the legislation, it's like Groundhog Day, but on a bigger scale. It's Chicago or New York, big city, crime boss, a machine, doling everything out. It's like with the takeover of General Motors. It even came out in congressional investigations, as you know, because you covered it, that people that gave money to Obama cronies or to the Democratic Party, they got to keep their dealership and got to keep their client list. But if you didn't, if you'd ever gone against them or hadn't paid the protection money, you lost your dealership, even though some of the dealerships were over 80 years old and made millions of dollars a year. And so now you have this 10th Amendment destroying federal power coming in with these unelected panels, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And I fear it can pass the Senate. I'm hearing some of the Republican leadership saying, oh, no, it won't. They said it wouldn't pass the House in the last 2 weeks.
Well, they did say it wouldn't pass the House, and it did pass by a two-vote margin. And you know, you really can't tell with politicians because the leadership will bribe them. Remember the first time TARP, the so-called Troubled Asset Relief Program, went through the House, it was defeated. I remember I was on the Fox Business Network at the moment, fist in air, just emoting joy, shouting, "The beast is dead." But I was naive because the leadership came back and bribed by, you know, we'll build a courthouse in your district. Your friend wants to become a federal judge. He's got it. Just vote for us on TARP. And eventually people change their vote. I fear that the same thing will happen with respect to Obamacare. The government, the executive branch, the leadership in both parties, in both houses, will bribe those who are wavering and give them something else that they want in order to secure their vote. But you also also raise a very important issue about the delegation of federal power to non-elected groups. This is what FDR did, and FDR is the model for President Barack Obama. FDR had over 500 groups throughout the country appointed by local politicians who decided what prices and wages were. There's a famous case in my home state of New Jersey where an Eastern European immigrant opened up a dry cleaning shop, and the local wage and price group declared that you would charge 40 cents to clean and press a man's suit. This guy charged 35 cents, literally a nickel cheaper than what the unelected local board said he could charge. He was arrested by the FBI. He was indicted by a grand jury. He was put on trial in federal court in Newark, and he served a three-month prison term in a federal prison for charging 5 cents less than what the local board allowed him to. Now, transform that into modern-day practice of medicine. You will have a board of bureaucrats, not even physicians, bureaucrats, that will be between you and your physician. You will lose your privacy. You will lose the freedom of choice because the bureaucratic board will give your physician a list of diagnostic tools that she or he can use to address your ailment, and then a list of procedures and medicines that she or he can prescribe.
And that's all in there. And that's why they're saying they're going to get all these hundreds of billions out of Medicare and Medicaid by reducing the care. Tom Daschle wrote a book admitting if you're old, you don't deserve it, you don't need it. People are really about to find out who these eugenicists are, who these control freaks are that inhabit the Democratic Party and to some extent the Republican Party. In the 5 minutes we've got left with Judge Andrew Napolitano joining us today in a very busy schedule, I want to shift gears now to war. You talk about the Republicans want endless war and the Democrats want to nanny state you together to death. But look at Obama. He's increased troops before in Afghanistan. He's now saying he's going to send 40,000 more in, that we're never going to leave. There's over 300,000 international and Afghan troops there now. I see absolutely no difference between the parties, just different rhetoric.
I must reluctantly agree with you. I say reluctantly, not because I don't like to agree with you. I do, but because I was naively expecting that we would not see this kind of buildup under him that we saw under George W. Bush. But think about it. War is the health of the state. When we fight a war, people will look the other way when their taxes are raised and when the government takes away their freedom, because they accept the illusion that by fighting the war, the government is somehow keeping them safe. Presidents love war because it lets them escape the confines of the Constitution. It lets them become a little bit of a prince. It even causes judges sometimes, if the president does something under the guise of war making, to look the other way and defer to the executive branch. Fortunately, the Supreme Court did not do that under the Bush years. And every single time his war-making powers were challenged in the courts and made its way to the Supreme Court of the United States, he was 0-6 before a Supreme Court that was appointed largely by Republicans.
Judge, were you surprised?
I don't like to rely on the Supreme Court to save us because they're life-tenured and you don't know which way they're going to go, and because it takes too long for the issue to get to them, and too much harm can happen between the time presidents wage war and the time their war powers are challenged in the courts.
Were you surprised that Obama flip-flopped so strongly and went from being anti-Patriot Act to zealously defending it, wanting to expand it, and complete warrantless wiretapping, secret arrest, he's going further than Bush on the police state. I didn't think that was possible.
I didn't think it was possible either, and I was absolutely crushed when I heard it. He obviously was not my candidate of choice, but I took a little bit of internal intellectual solace in the fact that at least we were getting a president who would respect the Constitution. How wrong I was. His disrespect for the Constitution may not be couched in as harsh and obvious and overt terms as in the Bush years, but it's just as bad, just as destructive, and just as willing to overlook specific restraints written in the Constitution to restrain the president as were many of his predecessors.
Well, I've talked to a lot of
will accept it.
Exactly. I've talked to a lot of lawyers and judges, and I wanted to briefly see if you agree. Even though a lot of conservatives didn't like Obama, true paleoconservatives, libertarian types like Ron Paul and yourself, because he is a constitutional lawyer and practiced it for 10 years as a professor, people expected that Obama would try to, at least on the surface, restore some of the Bill of Rights. But instead, you know, he's saying Constitution is just a GD piece of paper.
I too expected that he would show more respect for the Constitution. I read some of the lectures he gave at the University of Chicago Law School. I could have given some of those lectures myself when I taught constitutional law at Seton Hall Law School in Newark and at Delaware Law School in Wilmington, Delaware. But, you know, something happens when you don the mantle of power, and that something is a disdain for the restraint on your power, a disdain for the natural law, a respect that we have natural rights beyond which no government can go, a disdain for the Constitution itself, mm-hmm. a disdain for our inalienable rights, same as natural rights, and a disdain yes. for the Bill of Rights. They just simply don't care. They will steal from the rich to give to the poor to create a class of people dependent upon them who will continue to vote them in office so they can continue to be taken care of, cradle to grave, by a federal government that doesn't have one iota of constitutional authority to do all of this.
Well said. Final question. I'm going to let you go because I know you've got to fill in guest host for Glenn Beck tonight. Congratulations on your huge success as your star rises because you're the bona fide constitutionalist. We really, really appreciate you, Judge Andrew Napolitano. But in closing, I would like to get you to comment, on just how special George Washington and Andrew Jackson were. They got all this power and then did give it up. They wanted George Washington to be a king. You know, these were amazing founding fathers we had, and what would they think of what's happening today where NOAA Satellite Information Service, the federal government, admits the coldest winter so far in the last 50 years, the third coldest in the last 100. Meanwhile, they're openly announcing that they're going to list carbon dioxide as a toxic waste and tax it when humans exhale it. Can you end with speaking about our founders compared to the material we've got in Washington today and what they would think of taxing what plants breathe?
The founders tried to do two things with the Constitution. One was to create a federal government strong enough to protect us from invasion and to do national type things like run a post office and make sure that there is trade between the states. The other was to restrain the federal government so that it wouldn't interfere with our personal liberties. They specifically gave us a constitution that kept the federal government away from any type of relationship with individuals because they knew that the greatest threat to freedom comes not from your enemy on the outside who you can see and look at, but from the smiling face of the government on the inside who claims that it's going to take care of you. And presidents like George Washington, whose closest advisor, Alexander Hamilton, wanted him to be king. And Andrew Jackson, who basically said to the Supreme Court, you know, they've gone ahead and made their federal bank, let them find the money and put the deposits in the federal bank. These were people who understood that there were natural limits on what government can do and written limits on what the federal government can do, and they stuck to those limits. The present government and its predecessors, you know, from Lincoln to Wilson to FDR to George W. Bush to Barack Obama, have so distorted out of proportion what the federal government is to do that the founders would not recognize it at all and would probably want to take up arms against it.
What are you covering tonight, and then we'll let you go? I hope you're going to be covering the health care and cap and trade because...
Well, it's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about health care. We're talking about the state of the economy. We're talking about the government subpoenaing media entities wanting to know who earns how much money because they have to decide whose income taxes to audit next.
You're kidding. Wait a minute. They're not just... The federal government is subpoenaing media people to
know. They're subpoenaing media companies to find out who earns what and what their social security numbers are. This is getting so bad, so quickly, far worse than any of us imagined. And the present president hasn't even celebrated his first year in office yet.
Well, since you brought that up,
about tonight.
Since you brought that up, let me just ask you now. Senator Lamar Alexander's gone to the floor and talked about he's confirmed there's an enemies list. He warned him and said, look, I worked for Nixon. Don't do this. It's been reported I am on the enemies list. I'm going from memory. I think you are, too. But what is it? I mean, this is crazy. It is scary to know that there's a real enemies list. And this is, I mean, is this not illegal, Judge?
Well, it's illegal for the president to compile a list of people who disagree with him on the basis of their political opinions and their outspoken words. That was specifically written into the privacy law in 1974, enacted and signed into law by President Ford shortly after President Nixon resigned. These are restraints expressly enacted to restrain the president. But this White House, just like it doesn't respect freedom of contract, just like it doesn't respect freedom of speech, just like it doesn't respect privacy, doesn't respect this either.
Well, I tell you, it's scary, and everybody should pray for the people that are on that list, myself included. Judge, what's the best website for people to visit to find out about all things Judge Napolitano?
Well, they can go to FoxNews.com where my Freedom Watch appears, as do my monologues when I fill in for Glenn, as do many of my op-eds. And, Alex, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed being on with you. I hope we get to do this a lot more in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you, Judge. Take care. Have a great weekend coming up.
You as well.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Wednesday, but I'm already thinking about the weekend because I'm going deer hunting. All right. Yeah, you go get your hamburger out of the drive-thru window. That's okay. I'm able to go hunting.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown.
Coming up, we've got the clip of George Soros, Obama puppet master, calls for carbon taxes and New World Order on CBS. That is coming up later in the broadcast today. General Stubblebine's joining us, along with his medical doctor wife, Dr. Rayma Labo. Going to be extremely informative. Judge Andrew Napolitano is anti-war, anti-Patriot Act, anti-New World Order, anti-carbon tax. He's almost as good as Ron Paul on the issues. And Fox uses him like you use a little cayenne pepper in chili. They just throw a little bit of it in there, and I like the fact that he's on more and more. And I've talked to him off air, talked to him privately, read his columns for years. He's a good guy. I don't like coming out and attacking Beck, because I know he's fooled a lot of people and it turns folks off, but I have to tell the truth. And if Beck will stop stabbing us in the back and stop going sideways on issues, I'll support him. The issue here is the owner, Rupert Murdoch, admits that he's supporting the global carbon tax and is invested in it and has all of his movies and dramas and non-Fox News shows promoting it. Call Paul Watson, because I couldn't find it this morning. He wrote an article about it 2 years ago. It has the Rupert Murdoch bragging, look at how I'm propagandizing, I'm proud of myself. It's the montage of Fox TV programs that Fox put out where they're promoting the global tax. You see, you won't hear Napolitano or these guys talk about that. Look, I'm not stupid, and I'm not going to get into any details, but I could certainly go, if I played my cards right, go join Team Fox, ladies and gentlemen. I wasn't ever offered a job by them, but I was offered jobs by people affiliated with them years ago. I told them, no way. Okay, I'm going to fight the New World Order. But I think we should recognize that Fox is beginning to be forced, because the audience has gone there, to speak out against world government. Because all these years, Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage and all these guys said there's no New World Order. Glenn Beck said there was no New World Order. Now it's openly being announced we're in a world government by the people that are pro-world government. And so they look pretty stupid. And so they've got to bring somebody along like Andrew Napolitano, who's been good the entire time, to not just keep their audience, but grow. Fox is growing their audience while CNN, CNBC, all the rest of them are imploding. And that's because Fox isn't stupid. They are going anti-New World Order, at least to a certain degree. Well, we're going all the way anti-New World Order, and we always have, and that's who we are. But I get emails going, well, why are you having Judge Andrew Napolitano on? He's on with Fox. He's telling the truth when he's on Fox. We need to support people inside the mainstream media that are getting the truth out while understanding the larger picture. Before we go to break and come back with Governor Jesse Ventura, I just want to finish making the point. We must take over the system. We must get the power and then reestablish our constitutional republic, as many people have said, like G. Edward Griffin, who's in this film, Fall of the Republic. He makes those points. Fall of the Republic shatters the left-right paradigm, shows you how both sides are controlled, and shows people who the globalists are and what their master plan is. Get Fall of the Republic at InfoWars.com. Get it. Make copies. Give it to everyone you know, ladies and gentlemen. 888-253-3139. Get your copy of Fall of the Republic today at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Governor Jesse Ventura, straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.